There are four parts to the test. You will hear each part twice. For each part of the test, there will be time for you to look through the questions and time for you to check your answers. Write your answers on the question paper. You will have 6 minutes at the end of the test to copy your answers onto the answer sheet. The recording will now be stopped. Please ask any questions now because you must not speak during the test. Now open your question paper and look at part one. There are 7 questions in this part. For each question, there are 3 pictures and a short recording. Choose the correct picture and put a tick in the box below it. Before we start, here is an example. Where did the man leave his camera?
Oh no, I haven't got my camera.
But you used it just now to take a photograph of the fountain.
Oh, I remember. I put it down on the steps while I put my coat on.
Well, let's drive back quickly. It might still be there.
The first picture is correct, so there is a tick in box A. Look at the 3 pictures for question one now. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice. 1. What did the man buy?
Hi. Did you buy a new suit yesterday?
Well, I went to the shopping centre, but I had no idea how expensive suits are.
I told you it would cost you a lot to buy one.
I know. Anyway, I saw lots of nice shirts and stuff I liked.
But you've already got loads of shirts. You don't really need any more.
Actually, I ended up with a rather stylish new sweater. When I've saved enough to buy a suit, we'd better go shopping together.
Now listen again.
Hi. Did you buy a new suit yesterday?
Well, I went to the shopping centre, but I had no idea how expensive suits are.
I told you it would cost you a lot to buy one.
I know. Anyway, I saw lots of nice shirts and stuff I liked.
But you've already got loads of shirts. You don't really need any more.
Actually, I ended up with a rather stylish new sweater. When I've saved enough to buy a suit, we'd better go shopping together.
Two. How will the woman help the man?
Hi, Clara. Just the person. Look, I'm giving a dinner party for my parents' wedding anniversary and might need a bit of help.
I'm not surprised. You can't cook, can you? All you buy is ready meals from the supermarket.
I know, but I'm going to get everything online from a company that cooks and delivers food to your home. I just want some help with choosing some dishes from their menu.
That sounds fun. Can I also choose a nice dessert? So, am I invited to the party?
Of course.
Now listen again.
Hi, Clara. Just the person. Look, I'm giving a dinner party for my parents' wedding anniversary and might need a bit of help.
I'm not surprised. You can't cook, can you? All you buy is ready meals from the supermarket.
I know, but I'm going to get everything online from a company that cooks and delivers food to your home. I just want some help with choosing some dishes from their menu.
That sounds fun. Can I also choose a nice dessert? So, am I invited to the party?
Of course.
Three. What will the students buy for their teacher?
We need to decide what to get as a present for Anne at the end of our course.
Yes, she's such a great teacher. How about chocolates?
That's not very exciting. We could get something to wear, like a scarf.
She seems to have loads of those already. What about flowers? She often says how much she loves flowers.
But she told us she had a garden full of them. Let's go with your original idea and buy her the largest box possible.
Now listen again.
We need to decide what to get as a present for Anne at the end of our course.
Yes, she's such a great teacher. How about chocolates?
That's not very exciting. We could get something to wear, like a scarf.
She seems to have loads of those already. What about flowers? She often says how much she loves flowers.
But she told us she had a garden full of them. Let's go with your original idea and buy her the largest box possible.
Four. Which exhibition is the busiest today?
We haven't got much time left now. There's still so much to see in this museum.
We'll just have to choose one more exhibition. Can I have a look at the plan?
What about jewellery from the ancient world?
But look at the queue. We'll spend half our time waiting if we go in there. Why not try the rainforest in photos? You can wander around and see all the forest animals.
OK, then we won't have time to visit Rescue by Helicopter. There's a real one in there.
Maybe next time.
Now listen again.
We haven't got much time left now. There's still so much to see in this museum.
We'll just have to choose one more exhibition. Can I have a look at the plan?
What about jewellery from the ancient world?
But look at the queue. We'll spend half our time waiting if we go in there. Why not try the rainforest in photos? You can wander around and see all the forest animals.
OK, then we won't have time to visit Rescue by Helicopter. There's a real one in there.
Maybe next time.
Five. Where can visitors see the ducks?
Hi everyone and welcome to City Wildlife Park. I'll explain where things are and then you're free to go wherever you want. In front of us are some empty cages where the rabbits live. They're free to run about in the long grass but come back to their cages when they're hungry. If you're interested in ducks, surprisingly, they're not right here in the pond, but over there in one of their favourite places, near the dustbins. And we keep goats in the field here, together with some sheep.
Now listen again.
Hi everyone and welcome to City Wildlife Park. I'll explain where things are and then you're free to go wherever you want. In front of us are some empty cages where the rabbits live. They're free to run about in the long grass but come back to their cages when they're hungry. If you're interested in ducks, surprisingly, they're not right here in the pond, but over there in one of their favourite places, near the dustbins. And we keep goats in the field here, together with some sheep.
Six. What will the weather be like when the festival starts?
And now for the weather forecast for this Saturday and Sunday. People heading to the music festival starting on Saturday on the south coast should be prepared for different conditions over the next 2 days. Saturday will bring bright sunshine but cool temperatures for this time of year. Overnight, however, clouds are expected to move in and Sunday will see dull skies bringing a further drop in temperatures and there will be a good chance of rain later on.
Now listen again.
And now for the weather forecast for this Saturday and Sunday. People heading to the music festival starting on Saturday on the south coast should be prepared for different conditions over the next 2 days. Saturday will bring bright sunshine but cool temperatures for this time of year. Overnight, however, clouds are expected to move in and Sunday will see dull skies bringing a further drop in temperatures and there will be a good chance of rain later on.
Seven. What has the man sent back to the company?
Hello, my name's John Masters. This is a message for the person I spoke to yesterday in customer services. You asked me to return the iron I bought from you in its box. I've done this, although, as I mentioned to you, the box was badly damaged when it arrived. Anyway, that's not the problem, and the iron didn't look damaged at all, but when I switched it on, it didn't heat up. My order reference is 01376XB. I hope you'll replace the iron as soon as possible. Thank you.
Now listen again.
Hello, my name's John Masters. This is a message for the person I spoke to yesterday in customer services. You asked me to return the iron I bought from you in its box. I've done this, although, as I mentioned to you, the box was badly damaged when it arrived. Anyway, that's not the problem, and the iron didn't look damaged at all, but when I switched it on, it didn't heat up. My order reference is 01376XB. I hope you'll replace the iron as soon as possible. Thank you.
That is the end of part one. Now turn to part two, questions 8 to 13. You will hear an interview with a man called Tim Jones, who organises an international summer course for young musicians. For each question, put a tick in the correct box. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part two. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
My guest today is Tim Jones, who organises an international summer course for young musicians. Tim, tell us all about it.
Well, I'm lucky to have such a great job. Basically, young musicians come from all over the world and learn to play together as an orchestra. By the end of the six-week course, they're really good, and hearing them play is what gives me most pleasure. Unfortunately, I don't get to know them all that well, as organising every single detail of the course keeps me busy.
So, how do you find the young musicians?
We advertise on the internet. Anyone between the ages of 16 and 20 can complete the application form and email it to us, along with a short recording of their playing. We're not looking for perfect performances, or the stars of tomorrow. Just people good enough to play in an orchestra. The course is in English, but only a basic level of spoken language is necessary.
And the teachers?
Oh, the teachers are well-known musicians. Because they want to help young people, they do this work for a very low salary, which is very kind of them. But it's my job to take care of them and make sure they're happy with their accommodation and so on. They generally have a great time, but some of them can be a bit difficult and sometimes complain about things.
So, where is the course held?
In different places each year, actually. But it's usually a university during the summer holidays. They have large halls for practicing, plus plenty of bedrooms and dining rooms. Most importantly, though, the place has to have good rail, road and air connections. So, somewhere in the middle of the countryside's no good.
Do the students bring their own instruments?
Mostly, yes. So, another thing to consider is security. Storing instruments in a locked room when they're not being used is essential. Can you imagine 100 or more musical instruments lying around? Violins, trumpets, flutes, cellos, all worth a lot of money. It would be terrible if one got damaged, or even worse, stolen.
And at the end of the course, there's a concert tour.
That's right. I book concert halls and work out the programmes months in advance. It's important to get it right. Ticket prices aren't high, because we're not a professional orchestra, but lots of people buy them. We don't make a profit, but take enough money to pay for the students' travel and living expenses. It's a fantastic experience for them.
Now listen again.
My guest today is Tim Jones, who organises an international summer course for young musicians. Tim, tell us all about it.
Well, I'm lucky to have such a great job. Basically, young musicians come from all over the world and learn to play together as an orchestra. By the end of the 6-week course, they're really good, and hearing them play is what gives me most pleasure. Unfortunately, I don't get to know them all that well, as organising every single detail of the course keeps me busy.
So, how do you find the young musicians?
We advertise on the internet. Anyone between the ages of 16 and 20 can complete the application form and email it to us, along with a short recording of their playing. We're not looking for perfect performances or the stars of tomorrow, just people good enough to play in an orchestra. The course is in English, but only a basic level of spoken language is necessary.
And the teachers?
Oh, the teachers are well-known musicians. Because they want to help young people, they do this work for a very low salary, which is very kind of them. But it's my job to take care of them and make sure they're happy with their accommodation and so on. They generally have a great time, but some of them can be a bit difficult and sometimes complain about things.
So where is the course held?
In different places each year, actually. But it's usually a university during the summer holidays. They have large halls for practicing, plus plenty of bedrooms and dining rooms. Most importantly, though, the place has to have good rail, road and air connections. So, somewhere in the middle of the countryside's no good.
Do the students bring their own instruments?
Mostly, yes. So another thing to consider is security. Storing instruments in a locked room when they're not being used is essential. Can you imagine 100 or more musical instruments lying around? Violins, trumpets, flutes, cellos, all worth a lot of money. It would be terrible if one got damaged. Or even worse, stolen.
And at the end of the course, there's a concert tour.
That's right. I book concert halls and work out the programmes months in advance. It's important to get it right. Ticket prices aren't high because we're not a professional orchestra, but lots of people buy them. We don't make a profit, but take enough money to pay for the students' travel and living expenses. It's a fantastic experience for them.
That is the end of part two. Now turn to part three, questions 14 to 19. You will hear an announcement about a train trip through a desert. For each question, fill in the missing information in the numbered space. You now have 20 seconds to look at part three. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Hi, everyone. I'd like to welcome you aboard our train trip through high desert scenery. The train that you are sitting in was built in 1933, so it's really old, but very comfortable. Our trip today lasts 1.5 hours, and we will travel at a speed of about 15 miles an hour. The train climbs uphill for the first 45 minutes and then makes its way down to a town called Oldsville. In the 20th century, oil was discovered here, and an important industry developed. It didn't last long, however, and tourism is the biggest industry these days. There's lots to see in the town. On the journey, you won't see any animals during the daytime because it's too hot, but you should look out for beautiful desert plants right next to the track, although at this height there are no trees. At one point, we go over an old wooden bridge. People get worried because it's noisy, but it's quite safe. There's no river under the bridge, but you can see some large, colorful rocks. They're fantastic. We don't make any stops on the trip because all the stations were closed long ago. The route is kept open by local people who love the history of the railway, and at the far end of our coach, there's a small store. This store is really special and sells souvenirs which you can't buy anywhere else. The other things which we sell during your ride are drinks and snacks. Unfortunately, the machine selling these is broken, so once we're underway, I'll be walking down the coach with everything in a basket. So stop me if you want anything. Enjoy your trip.
Now listen again.
Hi, everyone. I'd like to welcome you aboard our train trip through high desert scenery. The train that you are sitting in was built in 1933, so it's really old, but very comfortable. Our trip today lasts 1.5 hours, and we will travel at a speed of about 15 miles an hour. The train climbs uphill for the first 45 minutes and then makes its way down to a town called Oldsville. In the 20th century, oil was discovered here, and an important industry developed. It didn't last long, however, and tourism is the biggest industry these days. There's lots to see in the town. On the journey, you won't see any animals during the daytime because it's too hot, but you should look out for beautiful desert plants right next to the track, although at this height there are no trees. At one point, we go over an old wooden bridge. People get worried because it's noisy, but it's quite safe. There's no river under the bridge, but you can see some large, colorful rocks. They're fantastic. We don't make any stops on the trip because all the stations were closed long ago. The route is kept open by local people who love the history of the railway, and at the far end of our coach, there's a small store. This store is really special and sells souvenirs which you can't buy anywhere else. The other things which we sell during your ride are drinks and snacks. Unfortunately, the machine selling these is broken, so once we're underway, I'll be walking down the coach with everything in a basket. So stop me if you want anything. Enjoy your trip.
That is the end of part 3. Now turn to part 4, questions 20 to 25. Look at the 6 sentences for this part. You will hear a woman called Julie and a man called Greg talking about an indoor wildlife centre they have visited. Decide if each sentence is correct or incorrect. If it is correct, put a tick in the box under A for yes. If it is not correct, put a tick in the box under B for no. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions for part 4. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Hi, Julie. Wasn't the Indoor Wildlife Centre fantastic? I've never seen such an amazing building with its glass walls and all those different floors.
Hi, Greg. Didn't you find it tiring, though, walking up so many stairs? And it was so hard to find your way round. That's not what I call good design.
I didn't really think about that.
It was an interesting start down in the basement, where it was so dark that I didn't see the sharks at first in the water behind the glass.
They were quite scary. You must know how dangerous they are.
Only if you're silly enough to swim with them. Anyway, what did you think of the temperature in the building?
It has to be so high in there because of all those tropical trees growing. They need a lot of heat.
I suppose so. It felt really uncomfortable to me. I loved the banana trees, though.
Those butterflies right at the top of the building were amazing. So huge and colourful. But I thought there would be a lot more insects to see. There were hardly any, really.
Just as well. Who wants to see a load of insects? I don't find them especially interesting at the best of times. Did you manage to see any tree frogs? Oh, they're so cute.
I spent ages hunting for them. They manage to hide by having skin that looks like part of a tree, and they lie still without moving. I couldn't find a single one.
Yeah, they're not stupid, making sure they can't be seen by hungry birds. I really can't wait to go back, because there was just too much to see.
I'd like to read more about the wildlife before I think of going back there. Don't you think we'd enjoy it more if we knew more about the animals?
I'm not so sure, really.
Now listen again.
Hi, Julie. Wasn't the Indoor Wildlife Centre fantastic? I've never seen such an amazing building with its glass walls and all those different floors.
Hi, Greg. Didn't you find it tiring, though, walking up so many stairs? And it was so hard to find your way round. That's not what I call good design.
I didn't really think about that.
It was an interesting start down in the basement, where it was so dark that I didn't see the sharks at first in the water behind the glass.
They were quite scary. You must know how dangerous they are.
Only if you're silly enough to swim with them. Anyway, what did you think of the temperature in the building?
It has to be so high in there because of all those tropical trees growing. They need a lot of heat.
I suppose so. It felt really uncomfortable to me. I loved the banana trees, though.
Those butterflies right at the top of the building were amazing. So huge and colourful. But I thought there would be a lot more insects to see. There were hardly any, really.
Just as well. Who wants to see a load of insects? I don't find them especially interesting at the best of times. Did you manage to see any tree frogs? Oh, they're so cute.
I spent ages hunting for them. They manage to hide by having skin that looks like part of a tree, and they lie still without moving. I couldn't find a single one.
Yeah, they're not stupid, making sure they can't be seen by hungry birds. I really can't wait to go back, because there was just too much to see.
I'd like to read more about the wildlife before I think of going back there. Don't you think we'd enjoy it more if we knew more about the animals?
I'm not so sure, really.
That is the end of part four. You now have 6 minutes to check and copy your answers onto the answer sheet. That is the end of the test.